Let us pray. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a joy to be here with you this morning and to share this homily with you. And I have titled this, Faith in an Unseen World. Today we hear two different passages. One set on the battlefield, the other at the bedside. One speaks of spiritual armor, the other of a dying child. Yet both speak of the same truth, the power of unseen world in God. In John's Gospel, a royal official faced every parent's single nightmare. His son is dying in Capernaum, and he has to travel miles to find Jesus. He begs Jesus to come with him, but Jesus did not move. Instead, he speaks 5 words. Go, your son liveth. The man must now choose or have a choice. Will he believe the words alone? Can 5 words be enough when his son's life hung in the balance? John tells us the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. He turns for home with nothing but a word, or if I may say 5 words. This is what faith looks like. The writer of Hebrews tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is trusting God when we cannot see what lies ahead. Centuries later, another man faced a moment of unseen hope. Bonhoeffer, writing from a prison cell, writes, "Faith is only real when there is obedience, never without it. And faith only becomes faith in act of obedience." This is exactly what we see here in these passages. A man believed before he sees. He turns back towards home with nothing but just 5 words ringing in his ears. Every step of that journey was an act of faith, trusting the word over fear, over doubt, over his longing for Jesus to come and fix things his way. And while he walks, the unseen word is already at work. Before he reaches home, his servants meet him on the road. "Your son liveth." The fever left at the very hour Jesus spoke, the 7th hour. You see, my brothers and sisters, the nature of Christ's word is revealed in its enduring power. And if you are wondering what kind of word has this power, St. Augustine explained, "The word of God is not a sound that perishes, but a power that endures." This is not wishful thinking of fragile hope. This is creative words of God. The same word that was spoken light into darkness at creation, that word made flesh in Jesus Christ. The psalmist says, "He sent his words and heals them." What Jesus spoke was not wishful thinking or positive encouragement. It was creative power. When Christ says, "Your son live," he is not offering hope, but declaring reality. His words does what he says. In our first reading, Paul writes to the Ephesians from a different kind of battlefield. One not of blood and flesh, but of the spirit. Our struggles, he says, is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this present darkness. Here too, the battle is unseen. And yet, Paul tells us to stand firm, to keep up the armor of God, truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Once again, the weapon we are given is a word. Do you see how these two stories meet? A father walking home through dark, trusting a word he cannot yet see fulfilled. And the church standing firm in a world of unseen conflict, trusting the word of God to hold fast. Brothers and sisters, this is what Christian faith looks like. Not certainty about outcomes, not proof before obedience, not trust in God's word when the way is unclear. I'm sorry, but trusting God when the word is unclear. The royal official did not see the miracles until the next day. But the healing began the moment Jesus spoke, "Go, your son liveth." So too with Christ's victory. The battle is already won, sin defeated, death conquered, the tomb emptied. Yet we still walk through a world where grief is real and suffering remains. We live in the space between Easter morning and the final resurrection, trusting that what Christ has begun, he will complete. On this Remembrance Sunday, today, as we remember those who walk into danger for the sake of others, we honor their courage to act in hope when the outcome was unseen. Their sacrifice reminds us of what it means to trust in something larger than ourselves, to walk by faith, not by sight. And we remember too that in all our battles of grief, fear, and uncertainty, Christ's word still stands. So as I draw closer, what do I say? So walk. Walk on the word when hope is lost. Walk on the word when grief is overwhelmed. Walk on the word when the darkness seems to be winning. Not because we feel certain, but because the word is certain. That official could have demanded that Jesus come with him. He could have stayed in, waiting for a miracle he could not see. He could see. Instead, he turned for home with only five words: "Go, your son liveth." And so Christ asks us the same question today. Will you believe in the word, even when you cannot see it yet? Faith may walk unseen, but it never walks alone. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose word is truth and whose promises never fail, increase in us a gift of faith that we may trust in all that you give us through these words. Grant us mercy to walk faithfully in hope until that day when we see face to face what now we believe by faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.